Because I told Justin, dude, when I think of you, like the one memory that I have that comes to the front is you and Vic coming up to the baseball field with us to hit baseballs, do some BP and shit. And you pitched to me, and you could only get it over the plate consistently if you were throwing knuckleballs.
Yeah.
I just kept taking them out. Yeah, just putting them down on the track. And you were like, good Lord, what the hell is going on? I told Justin, I said, that's the best BP that I've ever been pitched in my life. I still remember it to this day, dude.
You in a home run derby, just call me up.
Yeah.
I think the first person when I moved up here that I ever talked to was Matt.
Yeah. You told me the story too.
Coming from Trenton, like I was not used to all white people. I was like, help.
Yeah, for a while there, it was like Holdsville, it was just like, I think there was like maybe three African-Americans in our school, maybe, yeah. when we were in school. Like, now I see a little, like, every now and then when I get back, I see some more culture.
Yeah, it's a lot more diverse now, definitely.
It's changing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember my grandfather used to love Maddie. He would come up from Jersey and we'd ride our bikes when your mom was working at the fairgrounds. And we would ride our bikes to the fairgrounds and play baseball like right on like with the tennis ball, right on the road. I think we lost like four tennis balls the one day and we were like, all right, we can't play anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, were you guys on I'm trying to think what baseball team it was. I might have been I think Ed was our coach. Ed was like the
All-Star team. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we were playing up in Honesdale and I broke that kid's leg. We were playing Carbondale. Were you guys on that team?
No, because we were on the south.
We were on the south.
Oh, you guys were on the other side.
We were on the other side. Dude, that was like, I remember that tournament too. The tournament in, what was it? In Valley View, right?
That was our 15-year-old year when the Eagles switched from the south to the north. They gave players, because Ed already had the team for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And like he was set. He only picked like Josh Shannon.
I remember that game
for his speed from the Eagles.
And I think it was like me, Josh Shannon, James McCurdy, a couple other people too.
Yeah, but the only one he took was Josh.
Yeah.
So the rest of us, he was just like, nope.
Yeah, that was a.
And they weren't going to let us play. And we didn't know until that day we were going to be able to play. The start of that tournament, that was a nightmare.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
There was a big stink about that. Yo, so I have to ask you, because we brought it up on a podcast episode weeks and weeks ago, talking about the high school football team and shit like that. Did you play tight end in high school at all? Or were you just a lineman?
Nah, I was just a lineman. I didn't play tight end until I played semi-pro. That was actually my first year of semi-pro.
Okay.
Yeah, it was my first year at the Scranton Eagles. I went there and played tight end, and it was like, I fell in love with it. It was like, in high school, man, because it was like, I was always like, you know, one of the bigger kids. So like, I would always play like offensive line, defensive line. And then I was like, screw it. I'm out of college. I'm going, you know, playing with all these old guys. Might as well, you know, I wasn't too big to play tight end. I was kind of like small enough that I wasn't really a lineman. So like, I was like, well, I'll just do tight end, you know? So I ran with it then.
Yeah. You had the hands for it.
Yeah. I played like 3 years of tight end and then I got older and didn't work out that much. And
he didn't have the ankles for tight end.
He didn't have the ankles for tight end.
Matt's ankles are like this big around.
Yeah. My calves are like this. And then my ankles are like this. My ankles are like my junior year in high school. I think it was our second game in basketball. I went out for a rebound and came down and twisted my ankle really bad. And I should have probably had surgery, but I like rehabbed it like crazy and I didn't need to. But like right now, like I have like no flexibility in that ankle.
Oh,
like, I can't do anything. I was like, I should have just broke it. And then it probably would have been better.
I should have just
out the whole season.
I should have just believed you. I knew you were the one that was right about him playing tight end in high school. I fucking knew it. I was wrong. I thought that you did. No, because we were talking about, we were reminiscing about high school, and I was like, well, I didn't play in high school. I wouldn't have played tight end over Maddie. And he's like, oh, Maddie didn't play tight end. I was like, are you serious? I thought he did. I knew you did for the Scranton Eagles.
Charlie Daniels did. I can't remember.
Well, you're dropping all kinds of names. Here we go.
Man, I don't even remember. Who the hell was the tight end? Chris Strokey. Chris Strokey was our tight end.
Was he?
Matt Kronko.
He did.
And we had the small guys on the outside, Sean and Josh.
Yeah.
I should have played. That's the one thing I regret about high school is not playing football. I should have.
Yeah, high school football, that was awesome.
So how long did you play with Scranton, with the Eagles?
I went there in 2007, and then we switched. They got rid of the Eagles, and that's when we changed to the Chargers.
Electric City.
And then I played there until we pretty much folded up until, I want to say it was like 2012, I want to say, because we won our championship in 2011. So I think
it was
2012. Yeah, man.
I don't remember you guys winning the championship. It's awesome.
Can you see that?
Yeah. Ooh, dude, dope.
Yeah, that's a championship ring.
That's awesome.
It's pretty sweet. Yeah, we that was what did we do? We beat the Predators. They were like they were a team from like New Jersey, had all these studs on there. But we went in there and waxed them. I think we won by like 2 touchdowns, I think.
Now, what was that league like? Did you guys play? For some reason, I feel like you guys played a Canadian team or two.
Oh man, like when we were in when the Scranton Eagles were around, we were in the Empire Football League, and they were all upstate New York teams. So like we were playing, we had to go. Our very first game, we went up to Ottawa, stayed there. That was awesome. Like Ottawa was awesome. And that was actually the very first time I ever saw a black squirrel. And I was like, wait, I was like, a black squirrel? Like, what the heck? And like, we went up there and we had a blast. And then we actually had to go up to Canada 3 times. Yeah. And it was like, back then, you didn't need a passport to go. You know, all you needed was, you know, your passport or whatever. You didn't need like a visa to get over there or anything like that. So it was cool. It was cool. It was a great experience, but yeah, it was very long because like towards the end of the season, we didn't have enough money to buy buses. So we were constantly driving up there and like, so like, you know,
that's rough. We
playing, especially when it's cold.
You got a car play a whole game
and then come back. So it was like a 6-hour drive. It was crazy. It's crazy. And, it was tough. Like some of the games, it was tough driving there. You know, luckily I had, me, Teddy, and Victor, we'd all ride together. You know, us Holmesdale boys, it was actually closer for us to just leave from Holmesdale than go all the way to Scranton, meet up with the team and go up. So we just usually left from my mom's house because they live like 10 minutes from the New York State border. So, like, we just went up from there, and it was all right. But, yeah, there were some good times back then.
That's good.
It was definitely fun.
Oh, you got any fun memories that you remember right off the top of your head? Anything interesting from your time with the team?
I went against a dude. Yeah, I went against a dude. He was in he went to Michigan. His name is Marquise. Now I can't think of his last name, but he went to Michigan. He went to Michigan, played there. And then he went to the Redskins. He was in the Redskins camp, and he was a defensive lineman. Man, this dude.
No shit.
This dude. And he's probably about 6'5", maybe probably like 300 pounds. And he was, oh, my God. Like, I'm like double team now. Like, I couldn't even, like, because I was playing center. So, like, he would line up, like, you know, in, like, the one technique. And I'm sitting there, like, man, this dude, we got a double team. I'm just taking his legs out. So the first time I went to cut him, I like went to and I hit him right at like right above the knee. And I figured I was like, yeah, he's gonna go down. I hit him right above the knee. He freaking kneed me in the head and I and like just walked over top of me. And I'm like, yeah, that's not gonna work.
Yeah, so that's cool. Like, you got to play against some NFL caliber people, huh?
Yeah, I played against another dude that played. Yes, he has a Super Bowl ring with the Patriots.
Oh wow!
He went to Penn State. He was a safety, Sean. Oh my God, what the hell is his last name? I can't remember his name. He played up in Jersey, I think, from Flemington. But yeah, he has a Super Bowl ring with the Patriots. Yeah, he was that dude was flying around. Like it was and it was crazy about that is we coming into that game, like the three games prior, he knocked out every single one of their quarterbacks. And really? Yeah, just coming on like safety blitzes, just like no one blocked him, came in, just killed the quarterback. Ooh. And at the time, like Teddy's our quarterback. And we're just trying to keep him up. And I mean, we found him where he was every time, but that dude was just an athlete because that dude was playing strong safety. He was playing, then he'd come over and play wide receiver. He played quarterback. Like he was all over the field. He was just a sick athlete.
That's pretty wild.
It just kills me. I forget his name though. Sean Song. Man, I forget his name. But yeah, we played against some solid teams, you know, some guys that probably could have gone, you know, bigger if, they had the chance and some guys that are just chilling.
Kind of makes me glad I didn't pursue that after the first try out the Chargers had.
I was going to say, I remember
I would have been fucking killed
just to see what it was like.
I always say like when I'm done playing football, like I probably miss it, but the most thing I miss coaching football.
Do you really? Rather, you
know, yeah, like when I was living in Scranton, I was coaching at Westside. And, I just became in love with coaching. And, you know, like once you're in coaching, you're in. But, like, to get in, it's tough because it's, like, politics. Like, anywhere else, yeah. Like, politics. Like, you could be Bill Belichick, but, you know, like kind of like – I hate to talk bad about him, but it's kind of like Holmesdale. Holmesdale will not hire someone that's not a teacher. Which I think sometimes it kind of sucks because like why wouldn't you want someone that could put 100% of their time into the program, and not only the high school program, but it trickles down to middle school peewees because if the peewees are doing the same thing as the middle schoolers are doing the same thing as high schoolers, once all those guys are in high school, it's gonna be second nature.
Yeah, you're
barely gonna have to coach, you know. So. I don't know if I could change that way, like, you know, I would definitely come back and definitely coach at home.
Yeah, I don't know if it's because they feel like they can't afford to pay just a coach to come in and do that, or yeah. If it's just that they literally just want someone that's on staff who knows the kids in the school yeah. setting as well. I don't know. I definitely think they could benefit from it to hire outside. Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Yeah, and I don't know if it might even be a rule. I'm not sure if it's a PIAA. It might be a PIAA rule, but you know,
well, that's like for the head coach, though, right? That's not the assistants. The assistants don't have to work for the school.
No. The assistants don't have to. But I want to say like I think like at least one coach maybe has to be a teacher or something like that.
Berwick got away with that for a long time because they had their coach teach like. One class, I think.
Yeah, probably.
And it wasn't
even that or some shit. Yeah, it was like.
Berwick got away with a lot of shit when we were younger, didn't he? They recruited, from what I remember.
Yeah.
Berwick was big a powerhouse. Big time. Supposedly, they tried to get they offered Terran Ash and the Ash family.
That's what I heard.
They offered them to go out.
That's an ad. That's
an they offered a house. They had jobs for the parents.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, and that was the year Terran set the state record.
Yeah.
Behind a shitty offensive
line. It's crazy to think, like, yeah, like just doing a sweep right, sweep left. That's literally all he did. Yep. It was like, Terran, just run. Like, no one's going to catch you. But it's, like, it's crazy when you look at, like, the record books. Like, you can go back to PIAA, like, football records, and, like, you see, like, Terran Ash from Holmesville. Like, now, I mean, now he's dropped a little bit. But, like, for a while there, he was number one. And I think the dude was named James Mungrow. I think he beat him. He beat him, like, a couple years later from
the Williamsport kid?
East Stroudsburg. East Stroudsburg. And then he played for the Colts, James Mungrow.
Oh, really? That's cool.
But, yeah.
Remember playing against that kid from Berwick, number 99, running back? Oh, yeah. It was like 330 pounds.
What?
Yeah, so yeah.
He was a monster.
I remember, what's his name? What the hell is his name? Shane, the one kid, Shane, I think he was a senior when I was a sophomore or something like that. But he was like, I don't care. I don't care if he's got a full ride to Penn State. I'm taking him out. That dude was huge, though. He would line up at fullback and be like, he was like technically a lineman and lining up at fullback. Like, he was huge. He was absolutely huge. That was probably like one of the craziest times. Like, because like you don't like that atmosphere, playing in that atmosphere, like you don't see that a lot, like up where we live. And it was crazy. Like, people, like, I remember the first year our freshman year was the first year they came to us. They purely, like, they came to us and, like, made it look like they owned our school, because they came, like, at, like, 2 o'clock in the afternoon and, like,
on the
charter buses and took over the locker room. Like, everybody had to get out of the locker room. Like, gym class got ended early or something like that, and everybody had to get out of the locker room because they were coming in. It was nuts.
Yeah, I remember that.
They were a good school.
Because we were practicing when they walked up. We were practicing freshman football when they walked up the walkway, and we all like just were like, it's fucking Berwick.
Yeah.
They only beat us by like that.
Holy crap.
13 or something that game. It wasn't terrible.
Yeah,
I do remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll say, like, the biggest things I remember about high school football is, like, when we were coming out, like, even at halftime was my favorite because, like, everybody was there. So, like, we'd walk in, like, walk out in between, like, the fans and stuff like that. That was cool. That was probably, like, the coolest thing about playing at home is, what, like, being in front of the fans. That's sweet.
And there was a lot of support for it back then, too.
Tons of support.
I mean, great. I mean, we had a pretty decent team, you know. So, I mean, I guess they support winners. You know, like, we were winning at the time, like, you know. So
I think I talked to Justin about it once before, that our class coming through was the last, like, really good class at football.
Yeah.
Like, I don't remember many teams after you guys that really did anything.
I would say us and maybe the juniors, like our senior year, but the juniors.
Yeah,
I think they had, like, Mikey B and them. They had a good team. But after them, it kind of went downhill from
now
there.
Now it's hard for them to field.
Well, I also feel like the kids got smaller. I remember going to a few games over the last 10 years or so and looking at the kids and thinking, man, these kids are not built like they were back in our day. Like, even a couple generations before us, like the years before us, had some big dudes, like farm boys, man.
I always said that, man. Like, I went to a couple games and I'm like, man, these kids are small. Like, they don't I don't know what's going on. But I mean Holmesville had some, you know, some decent sized linemen like the past couple of years. Like, the one kid I think went down to IMG Academy, I think, I forget his name. But I was reading up on him and he went down there and played. So I mean, he was a big kid, though. I think he was like 6'4", like, but he was pretty good. He was pretty good. And then to go to IMG Academy, you know, that's a big school. Big school.
So have you tried to get into coaching down where you're at now or no?
Not really. Just because I mean, I would definitely try to get my foot, you know, kind of get in there. But not really. Just been working and then coming home and hanging out with my wife and my daughter.
Yeah, man. Life's busy when you got a wife and kids.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it definitely is. Definitely is.
Not so busy when it feels like I don't have to deal with that.
For real, man.
I feel like we're always doing something every weekend. You know, it's like, oh, we got a birthday party today and a grad party tomorrow, you know, next week, whatever.
Yeah. So, and honest to God, that's part of the reason why I haven't been to the gym in so damn long is because you feel like it takes away time, like more than anything. But I finally got to the point where I said to my wife, I'm like, man, I got to get back to the gym. I said, I'm going to go after work. You can cook dinner for you and the kids. Just put a plate in the microwave for me. I was like, I got to get my fat ass back into shape, man.
Hell yeah, man. Like I've been saying that. Like they want me to come back and play 8-man football next season. And which is it's basically like arena football outside. And it's really cool. It's real fun. Which I'm thinking about doing it, but I can't do it if I'm not 100%. So I got to get back in the gym, get my weight down.
Bro, I'm so sore. I'm so sore. My chest hurts so bad right now. And it's funny because I didn't even overdo it. That just shows how out of shape I've been.
Yeah, because you're using muscles that you haven't used.
Oh, my God. So it's wild.
Yeah. Yeah, I went back for like a week. And then I was like I tried to go like – Cause like where I work, like I work in Lancaster, so like I drive like an hour and 20 minutes every day.
No shit, work. Man.
And so on the way back or on the way there, I'll try to hit the gym. But like sometimes I'm like, man, I don't want to go. I just want to go work, come back home. But yeah, I felt like it, like because like when I was in high school, I used to lift in like the morning, and it was awesome because like I would lift before school, and then I'd have like all this energy for school. I'd be wide awake. It was just amazing. So like
that's weird how that works.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like it's nuts. It's like you think you'd be like really tired because you're, you know, exerting energy, but like you're literally like focused in, and like I had like the best times when I was lifting before school. You know, I was wide awake. I didn't oversleep. You know, it was cool. So but I try to do that before work, you know, try to hit the gym before work rather than, you know, try to go after.
Yeah, I thought work,
I just tried to come home.
I thought about that, but if I want to go to the gym before work, I gotta wake my ass up at 4:30 in the morning, and I don't know if I'm ready to commit to that yet. That's early.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough.
That's really tough. If I want to lift before I go to work, I just gotta wake my ass up at 5 p.m.
Your shift's gonna be.
Did you say 5 p.m?
Yeah, yeah.
Your shift's gonna be weird, man.
I've done it before when my job starts like full in. I'm on night shift. We do 2-2-3 schedule, so we have 4 shifts of 12 hours, and they just rotate. Cool. You work 7 days every 2 weeks, so I'm doing 7 at night till 7 in the morning.
Oh, that's cool.
I love it.
If you say so.
I love it.
I couldn't do that shit, man.
Like
that's too much.
I'm still like my head's messed up because like when I lived, I went from working a third shift job to then working a first shift job, and being on third shift for so long, your body's used to that. So like, yep. I don't sleep. I really don't sleep that much. Like that's why I'm like,
just like
I'm
me.
On the game. I'm on the game till like 1 a.m. My wife's like, come to bed. And I'm like, I can't. Like it's crazy because like I work tomorrow, I work 3 to 11, and then like I'll come home instead of going right to sleep. I get on my game and like, cause I gotta like, I just can't come home and sleep. Like I gotta like, come home, decompress, and then I can go to sleep.
You know? No, I get that.
It's like yep. I'm never that tired. Like if anything, I get home and I'm wide awake. Like I cannot sleep at all. It's crazy.
Yeah, you definitely need time to unwind, man.
See, another true third shifter at heart.
definitely. I hate it. Third shift.
I love it because I'm so used to it. Oof. And like this kind of shift, like I'll have every other weekend off where I'll get my daughter. So I'll come home Friday morning, not have to go back Friday night. I'll stay up all day Friday, pick my daughter up after school. I'll go to bed super early. Like I'll be up like 10 o'clock. I'll be in bed, but then I'll be up during the day throughout the weekend with my kid and to do this. And then come Sunday night, I'll push myself to stay up all night Sunday night, go to sleep Monday morning, and right back to work. And I just got so used to it.
Yeah, so our schedule for the podcast is going to get a little weird too. We might do two recordings every other week.
That's fine.
See what we do with that. But yeah, so the Olympics started.
I'm watching tennis right now.
You got it on the TV right now. I got tennis on right now.
Yep.
What's her name? The girl from Japan, the tennis player. I have it written down somewhere. Oh, Naomi Osaka. Osaka. She's the one that got to light the cauldron there. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I gotta start looking at more of this stuff, man, because when they announced the 2020 Olympics originally, they said that Goku from Dragon Ball Z was gonna be like the logo for the Olympics.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm that anime nerd.
You know what's crazy? What's crazy is, like, we all know it's 2021, but everything for the Olympics is 2020.
Yeah, it's like, so weird, man. Like,
they didn't change a thing.
Mm-hmm. Like, I thought the same thing when I was
like every poster, everything. Like, even when it comes on TV, like it's on there. It says 2020. It's like so
2020
crazy.
2020 Summer Olympics.
Like, they didn't change anything. But
now we can all say we're time travelers.
Yeah, it should be interesting because it's like now that you literally have it'll be back again, what, in 3 years?
Yeah.
Because they're not gonna change the cycle.
Right.
So instead of coming back, you know, 4 years, like, you know, because it's every 4 years, they're just gonna keep it, you know, it'll be back in what, 2024. Wow. Yeah, 2024.
Well, that's just like the Winter Olympics are technically going to be this February.
Yeah.
2022. Yeah. So we have like 6 months between Olympics.
Yeah, and like it's crazy because you know, some of the summer games people will be in the winter games too. Some of them do like dual sports.
Yeah. When I logged on, because I wanted to look up some of the Olympic stuff this morning when I went on, and like the big story was that the U.S. gymnastics team didn't participate in the opening ceremony. The U.S. women's soccer team didn't participate in the opening ceremony. And they're like raising a fuss about that.
It depends on the reasoning for the women's soccer team.
Well, yeah. Well, and the gymnastics team said that they were busy preparing for the games.
That's why I get it. The women's soccer team, if it's because they want to be paid like the men's team, I 100% agree with it, because they should actually make more than our men's team, because they're the reason U.S. soccer makes any kind of money.
Oh, yeah. The women's team is the reason why U.S. soccer is on the map. Like, I mean, the men's used to be good when they had like Colby Jones and like Alexei Lalas and stuff like that. Like they were awesome. But yeah, the women's team has always been the killer. They've been good, really good. But yeah, it's weird because I know they added some new sports. Like 3-on-3 basketball.
That's the one I was going to mention. Yeah, 3-on-3 basketball. So how are they doing that? Like, are they
I think it's mixed, and that's what I don't know. I don't know who they're using for our team. They might be like select players, but yeah, I thought it was pretty cool because it's got to be. I think it's like two boys and one girl.
Really? Like
that. So it has to be mixed. Yeah.
That's so strange.
Like, cool. They might have like three different classifications. I don't know. Like they might have all girls, like three girls, and then all boys, and then a mixed team. But yeah,
they're going to use NBA players for that, or
That's what I don't know. I don't know if they're using like select players, like players that like are just coming out of college, or NBA players. I'm not sure.
Now that's what the hockey teams used to be, right? The hockeys used to be amateurs.
Basketball used to be amateur.
Oh yeah, basketball did used to be amateur.
Like all the Olympics used to be amateur. You weren't allowed to compete in the Olympics getting paid for it.
They had to do it was like the select team. It was like they used select players. And like that's when I think it might have been a couple years after the Dream Team, maybe. The Dream Team might have made it.
The Dream Team was the first team that it was allowed to be professionals. Because the 88 Olympics was all college kids. You had to be an amateur in the sport to compete in the Olympics because the Olympics is amateur sports. That's how they marketed themselves. And then it came out that you were allowed to be a professional, and we put together the dream team.
Hmm. Yeah, we put together the dream team.
No just one steamrolled everyone.
Yep.
Yeah.
Why
not?
Yeah.
Why not, man? You know, it's like, why not? If I'm a pro athlete, like, guess what? I want to be on the dream team every year.
Just a shame. It is weird because when the Olympics were created, they were created by Greece, right? The Greek
mm-hmm.
Empire kind of created the Olympics. It was to prove who was the best of the best of the best, right?
Yes.
So then why did it end up developing into this amateurism type of thing?
Because then you're making money off of people who aren't making money.
Okay, so now it's no longer about being the best. It's about money making.
That's all the Olympics are.
It's wild, man.
It's a money grab mm-hmm. every 4 years.
Yeah, I mean, because like you got to figure like Japan, like they're probably so mad right now that they can't have fans in the stands. Like they're probably losing a lot of money. Mm-hmm. I mean, granted, they're getting like the publicity on TV. But like, as far as people like actually going there, they're probably missing, you know, quite some.
Yeah, that brings in a lot of income, man.
Oh, like I mean, you got to figure they're putting in the income to build all these stadiums because they build them. You know, if they don't have them, they build them from scratch. And they're putting. I mean, I can only imagine how much they are. You know, because like a lot of them are like state of the art like facilities. You know, so. It's I mean, it's a bummer that they can't have fans in the stands and stuff like that. But I mean, I'm just happy they're on.
You know,
I enjoy the Summer Olympics.
Yeah, it's nice.
I most likely watch the track and field. Track and field is my go-to.
I think it's nice because it's cool for the casual fan. The Olympics mm-hmm. are cool for the casual fan.
It's the only time you get to see a lot of sports.
Too. Yeah, like you could flip the TV on at any time of the day and see a different event.
Yep.
And just see what the heck's going on. Just that's chill, like relax. And
Winter Olympics is the only time I ever get to watch curling. I have become a nut for curling. Like, I enjoy watching it.
Yeah, because
I taught myself 8 years ago every rule, almost every rule to curling, and I was into it.
That's because the guys who win in curling and they all have dad bods. They all look like us, man. You don't have
to those guys
physical specimen to win that fucking sport.
Nah. I wouldn't put it past like a couple years. I probably maybe next Olympics that cornhole is probably gonna be an Olympic sport.
I believe it.
Shit, let's practice.
Yeah, I believe it, man.
I would definitely because I mean
they kind of been just adding anything that's popular among people, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Isn't there e-games in the Olympics this year?
I believe there. I mean, they always have. Are you talking about like
video games?
Video games? I'm not sure.
You think that would be more like Winter Olympics if they did something like that?
I don't know.
We'll have to look into that.
I thought I heard something about it being considered. I don't know if it was ever.
Yeah, I don't know. They're changing them. They're adding new stuff like all the time. It's crazy.
No, when I checked before the show, the U.S. didn't have any medals yet, and China was leading with what, like four?
Well, don't worry. Just we can put one gold there. We have the softball team.
Oh yeah.
So
are they doing baseball too?
No, but I'm glad they brought softball back.
They're doing softball, but not baseball.
I think baseball comes back in 2024.
Well, I think because they had did baseball have the World Classic or something like that?
The World Baseball?
Yeah. No, it wasn't this year. They do that every 4 years, so that was...
Is it every
4 years? Yeah, it was 19 they did it.
Mm. So that's always fun to watch, too. I like the World Baseball Classic.
But they pulled baseball from the Olympics. I think that the last Summer Olympics, they didn't even have softball.
Mm. Yeah, softball hasn't been in the Olympics for a while. Since like Jenny Finch and them
and that's crazy. I love watching softball, man. I don't know what it is, but I'm more prone if I'm flipping through channels, I'm more prone to stop and watch softball than I am baseball right now.
It's because it's amazing to see that ball come from so fast from that weird ass angle, knowing you'll never be able to hit it.
Yeah.
One of my favorite videos is when Pujols was still Pujols
against Jenny Finch.
He had Jen. They had Jenny Finch step in against him, and he couldn't touch her.
Mm-hmm. It's all because it's not what he was used to.
Right. The angle, and it was just wild.
But yeah, so there's definitely a few things I wanted to touch on with the Olympics. And the first one was our fastest fucking runner is not allowed
to run. The fastest runner in the world. She is the fastest woman in the world.
Mm-hmm. Sha'Carri Richardson.
Yeah, I watch, you know, like that's my biggest thing is like watching the track and field. Like I watch all the like the US trials. I pretty much watch like all the Diamond League races that they have throughout the year. And yeah, she was burning them up. Like it's a shame, but you know,
it drives.
I think it's gonna change. I think that rule's gonna change, like probably next Olympics.
I hope it does.
And they gotta do something about it because I mean, you can't tell somebody, you know, they can't cope the way they can't want to cope because, you know, but then again, like then you have the other people say rules are rules. Like,
and it sucks. That's the predicament you're in.
She understands and like she's handled it extremely well, knowing she messed up and owning it.
I think she's been
but she's so stupid.
Oh yeah. She made money. She actually made money off this. Like I know I think it was a CBD company reached out to her and now she's the poster child for them. They offered her like $250,000 to be a poster child.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then you think about it, like $250,000. Now, if that was LeBron James, like I've seen LeBron James makes $700 million off the court and then $330 million on the court.
Yeah, I was going to say, he just became the first billionaire.
The first ever billionaire. Like, that's crazy.
In team sport. Oh, fucking insane.
That's crazy.
But yeah, with the Sha'Carri.
Go ahead. Yeah, and the Sha'Carri Richardson, like that. There was something about this season in the races. It was like the weird, the unknowns were putting out like all these crazy times. Like I know a girl, like the one girl, Gabby Thomas, she won the 200 at like 21.6, where like she didn't hit that the whole year. And then she hit it, and then she's like the world leader. So like, so it was like it was just crazy. It was just crazy times. But it's a shame that, you know, I was really like just by the backing that Sha'Carri Richardson had from like, you know, Michelle Obama, freaking all these like celebrities and stuff like that. Like, I mean, they definitely everybody thinks that she should be in there. You know? Go ahead.
It's weird because it's like you said earlier about the other person where they pulled her from the one event, but they didn't technically pull her from the other event. They left it up to the coaches of the relay team whether they were going to let her be on the team or not. And they said no.
Was it the coaches or the U.S. Olympic Committee?
No. So the Olympic Committee pulled her from the one race. I forget which one it was, 400 meter or whatever.
The 100.
So they pulled her from that
was because she got the penalty from the IOC. The International Olympic Committee.
Okay, yeah, but then what I read earlier was it was up to the coaches on whether or not she could be on the relay team, and they said no.
Okay, but the question is, does she run relays? How does she handle the baton?
She does. She would have been the
I didn't know. So
yeah, she would have been the anchor. She would have been the 4x1 anchor. But I think they did that they didn't want everything going on her, like the spotlight on her, because they know like if she would have went. The whole spotlight's going to be on her because that's just how she is. So, like, I don't think they wanted that they didn't want all that spotlight.
I completely enjoyed the meme that went around that if Sha'Carri Richardson is beating people by this much when she smokes weed, give her 2 medals.
Yeah. I mean, you got it. Like, I see one up there. It was Shelly Ann Fraser Price, the sprinter for Jamaica, which she's now the fastest girl in the world. And then Michael Phelps. So, like, between them both, they have, like, a whole shitload of medals. And they're, like, but the only thing they have in common is they smoke weed.
Dude, and what? With it becoming more normalized now, like, it's bound to happen. The change is going to happen with the Olympics. And I think with all sports, too. And I think it has to. Because it's not a performance-enhancing drug. And it's just something you do on your own time. It's no different than drinking a glass of fucking whiskey, man.
You do it to enjoy it. You do it to cope with something. You do it.
And it has healthy benefits too. Like it helps your body. It helps your mind. Everything, man.
It's anti-inflammatory.
Dude. It's got so many benefits to it that there's really no reason for it to be illegal.
Listen
in the first
to
place.
You. The cop's son finally converts.
Fucking guy.
Nah, that's because I didn't know is our other fastest runner, probably was the fastest runner in the U.S. Christian Coleman, the sprinter for the U.S. team. He got suspended because he missed it was called the whereabouts known, like I guess drug test, where like he was nowhere to be found for his drug test, like he didn't show up. So they suspended him for it. Like I think he's banned for, I want to say a year. And then the other girl, Houlihan, which I don't know if you probably saw the meme about Houlihan, how she said, well, it must have been in, she got trouble for steroids, I believe. And she was like, well, they must have been in the pork or something like
that. Oh, yeah. The pork sandwich, right? Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, she got suspended for like 4 years. And then same thing with, the other girl, Brianna McNeil, I believe, she missed a drug test because she was at a funeral for her. I think her mom passed away, and she was at a funeral, and she missed her drug test. Got banned for 4 years.
That's 4 years. They need to lighten up on some shit.
It's nuts. It is nuts.
Yeah.
Like I just don't know why. I don't know why. First of all, I don't know why. Like you race, like they should treat it like horse racing. So like for instance, horse racing. The horses race, and then the top three, they have to go and get drug tests, right after the race. They take blood, and then if they find anything dirty, then obviously they'll switch changes. But like that should just be like the same thing as track.
Well,
they
have go, you
they race?
Have you watched the documentary Icarus?
Mm-mm.
It's on Netflix. It's about. I can't remember who made it, and I actually heard about it on the Rogan podcast. So this dude wants to do the Tour de France. Like he wants to he's proving like the doping.
Mm-hmm.
So
how much it benefits.
He does 1 year of the Tour de France. No doping. Does it natural. Gets absolutely fucking demolished. Spends the entire next year doping, finds the best person to dope
to coach him through and help him along
who,
the way.
Just by chance. So this documentary was supposed to be about the Tour de France, not doped, then doped.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy he finds is the Russian national doctor in charge of all of their Olympics. Like all of their testing.
Probably the same guy. Well, that's the reason why Russia can't have Russia on their singles.
Yep. Yep.
100% because at the time this guy was making this documentary is the time that the IOC and the drug testing committees and all of that started looking into this guy.
Well, it was the Olympics in Russia, right? It was when it was in what's that place? Well,
each country is in charge of examining their own drug tests and like taking care of it within themselves. So he was hiding it all. He had the perfect plan to dope you, get you peak, pull it all from you so you'll test clean on anything and you still have all the benefits from the entire year of doping. So he was just so happened when this documentary was made.
Wow.
Was when he was being investigated. So the documentary went from being about doing the Tour de France clean and then doped to this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so fucking interesting.
It's such a drastic improvement, I'm sure, too, right? Do you remember hearing about
what he ended up getting hurt, so he didn't finish.
Oh, okay.
But his times were better, way better. But it's so the I went on to that because when it comes to like testing after the race, there's these people who know how to play the system.
Yeah.
So
oh yeah, absolutely.
It's fucking wild.
That's why they stick with the randoms.
Where's my swear jar? I need a swear jar. Today's been wild. I've cussed a lot.
I haven't.
I have.
I've been pretty good.
I got to tone it down, man. Good Lord, I can't stop. It's just like, it's just a normal part of my speech anymore, man. I can't help it. It is what it is.
But yeah, no, it's wild. And you can see the guy's body change. It's...
So, do we want to get into something controversial that might make some people dislike some opinions?
I don't care.
I'm down. So, you heard about Laurel Hubbard, right? The New Zealand weightlifter, yeah? Competing as a female after competing for years as a male, transitioned, and actually she ended up getting hurt, so she's not competing now. Went for what was it, a clean and snatch, and then it's like basically snapped a ligament in her elbow. But it just brings up the topic of, is it fair? Do you believe that a man who's transitioned to a woman should be allowed to compete against women, whether it's the Olympics or even in other sports? You've got the UFC, fighter that was breaking orbital bones of females and stuff like that.
I mean, fighting's kind of different. Like, I don't know. Like, obviously, I wouldn't want to put me up against a woman. I mean, yeah, it'd be different. But like cleaning, like, I don't know. My thing is, It's so controversial, but it's like, if you're transitioning for the right reasons, as far as like if you were born and you just knew that, you know, you weren't supposed to be, you know, you weren't supposed to be a boy, you're supposed to be a woman, you know, you obviously feel like a woman, everything like that. Cause I know it's sometimes like that. But if you're trying to transition for like a game, as far as in the sport, I think it's totally inappropriate.
Yeah, like, that's you know, where I'm afraid, you know, but it's gonna end up going.
Yeah. But it's like, but how can you go and say and be like, well, you're transitioning just so you can, you know, because you can lift more than me. You know, like, it's so like basically it's like saying like they could take all of, because obviously you have to take testosterone to pretty much get on the full transition and stuff like that. But, you know, I think it's gotta be somewhat like looked at as if like, well, this person is just transitioning for gain. You know,
I mean, even like, if they're doing it for the right reason, in my opinion, like, there should either be another category, because what's this person's name?
Laurel Hubbard.
I didn't even know her name.
Yeah.
Like, she was a man for 30 years. So that's 30 years of testosterone women don't have, bone density that women can't gain. Like, it's just, I get, like, you feel how you feel, and I'm 100% okay with that. But
that's 30 years.
Yeah, like, but then two versions. Like, if you switch over, fine.
Right.
But lifestyle is different. You can't compete against women and think that it's fair, because now you're allowed to test with twice the amount of testosterone in your system as a normal female, and you've already had 30 years of testosterone flow through your body. Mm-hmm. You're obviously going to be stronger than anybody who can compete in your class. And it's not even going to be close.
Yeah, no, that's the point I'm at.
Rogan said, we'll go back to track and field. Sha'Carri Richardson, she's the world record holder, right? Or the fastest woman in the world right now.
Yeah, fastest woman in the world, yeah.
There's 300 boys in high school that break her time every year.
Oh, yeah.
So now, I've said this a few times on the podcast, what I'm afraid of is some of these boys are going to realize they're not going to be able to make the men's Olympic team, decide, I'm going to be a woman now, go through everything. Now they're already running faster than the fastest woman in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And you have, what's the rule? 4 years?
4 years. You have to declare 4 years.
So that's a whole Olympic cycle, but they're still going to have more testosterone. They're never going to lose that muscle memory or that timing if they keep training.
Yeah. So it's a lot more than just your muscle. It really is, because men naturally have a thicker bone density. Yeah. And it's just, to me, it seems like it's an unfair advantage when a transgender woman competes against other women. A natural born man competes against women. I just think it's an unfair advantage. Lifestyle is completely different. I think everybody should be allowed to do whatever they want with their life. But when you go and get into competition like that, and you're doing this, I think it's gaining an unfair advantage.
Whether it's intentional or not, I don't know. There needs to be a bigger barrier between
It's tricky because
there's a reason there's a men's sport and women's sport.
Well, and you don't want to tell people that they can't participate in the athletics. It kind of sucks.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you really are taking it away from women who've worked hard all their lives to get to where they are. Like there was Title IX for a reason. Women fought hard to have their own sports and to be represented in all of this. So now you have natural born men who are taking away their opportunities. And now I know a lot of people will argue too that weightlifting is a lot different with it because you're competing in your own weight class. So I've read a few things about that, but I still, to me, I think it's unfair still.
But her muscles, like, I mean, there's some women out there. I'm not in any kind of shape. And even if I was in shape, kick the shit out of me, whether physically
right,
or just sitting there going.
But you're talking the peak of their sport. You're talking about the Olympics, man. All these people are at the peak of their sport.
I don't know.
So you can't compare them to a normal Joe Schmo like us. There's women that compete professionally that are going to whoop the shit out of us.
Yeah. Unless I train for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, like, I don't know. It's just, like I said, it's hard. It's hard to sit here and, like, because I know, like I said, the one girl from in track and field, the one girl, I think her name Cassius Savenia, I believe. She's the world record holder in the 800, which is that like 150 something. But like she was like for the longest time I thought she was a man. I'm like, why is this man running with these women? And then like finally the committee pretty much was like, well, you know, tested her testosterone and was like, well, it's too high. She cannot run. Like, she can't run with them. And that's why she's not running. And then, like I was saying before, it was like there's two other girls that they said that they can't, their testosterone is too high to run the 400, but they can run the 200, which that doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Right. So, like, a male that's transitioned to a female and is trying to compete, they're allowed to have, where was it? They're allowed to have, I don't even know this word. I don't know this is a, I didn't know this was a term, but they could have 10 nanomoles per liter of testosterone in their system. But a female can't have more than 5. So it's literally double that amount.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you say one day you said if that's the case, if that's what they're going to allow,
then they should allow females to take HGH testosterone to get themselves to the same level of who they're competing against and make it that would be a way to make it a fair playing field. If the women want to put testosterone in their bodies, as long as they don't test higher than what you allow the transitioning female to be at, then that's a level playing field.
I still think that's dangerous too.
it is dangerous, but they're willing to put themselves through it. Obviously, they have these numbers for a reason. People have done it.
Yeah, like PEDs. Like I remember back in the day, like PEDs were like ridiculous. Like every single year, you heard somebody getting suspended because they were doing PEDs. Now you don't hear so much about it. You know, I mean, I'm granted people probably still do it, but it's not as big. It's not as big. Like, you know, you go to some Joe Schmoe on the side of the corner and just get, you know, whatever you want off them.
And they probably have better ways to cover it up now too.
Oh yeah. Better ways to cover it up. Better, like
cycling
to get after testing. Yeah.
Like, they cycle it better.
Well, the one
that's
the
what
one,
I'm saying.
The one thing that I think is bad about all that too is as you're transitioning and you're taking these hormones to help you transition. I don't know exactly what they take. They take testosterone blockers and estrogen and whatever else. Taking this stuff, while it reduces your testosterone, it also will affect your ligaments and your tendons. So my question now is, Hubbard just got hurt, probably snapped a tendon. Do you think maybe that had something to do with the stuff that she's taking during her transition? Or, obviously she's already transitioned, well, but
scientifically speaking, yeah, yes. Karmically speaking, no.
It's such a touchy subject. Because, like I said, I don't care what people do.
No.
People can do whatever they want. Life. They can live life however they want. But now when you get into athletics, it's a question of fairness. And it makes it a lot harder.
Yeah, that to me is where my issue starts, is in athletics. Do we need to make two more categories because don't want to exclude females who feel like males and want to transition to being males? I mean,
and vice versa.
That I would be okay if they wanted to compete with males, because it's going to take a lot of hard work and dedication to even get close to that.
Mm-hmm.
My problem is when you have males who are transitioning to females, like, okay, you don't have to work as hard. You're already stronger than them.
Yeah, that's tough trying to come up with a solution, isn't it?
It is.
And it's like, and then you got to think, like, when you think like this, so like, if you think, so we all have kids, we all have daughters, our daughters are in a sport, whatever, basketball, whatever. And then, you know, you get someone that comes in, you know, you get a male that's transitioning, and then it's whooping your daughter's ass.
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to do? Like, obviously, I don't know. I would clearly say I'd be upset.
Yeah.
Yep, you know, but, right, like, but then again, I'd probably go home and be like, listen, next time you're going to whoop her ass. You know, like we're going to work. We're going to work. Like, cause now you're going to have to work two times harder. You know? So it's like, so you're definitely going to have to, like, now that I think about that, like later on in life, when my daughter's older, like what it would probably be different. I'd probably think differently.
I've never actually looked at it as having a daughter.
No,
like this is, huh? But yeah, no, I would have a huge problem with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then you go, yeah. Then you go into the high school sports, which is a lot different, because these kids that are in high school sports, these girls aren't necessarily at the peak of their sport. Right. They're high schoolers, right? So now they have high school boys who are transitioning, competing against them.
Mm-hmm.
And clearly they haven't gone through everything that these adults have. So there's more of a gap. There's more of a gap between that girl and the
18-year-old boy.
Yes.
Or eight, yeah.
Wasn't there just something at
Connecticut?
At wasn't there just something that at Honesdale? Wasn't there something at Honesdale? Maybe a couple years
yeah,
back.
It was a year or two ago. I forget what the whole incident was. Or not incident, like a
boy,
but the issue.
Like a transitioning boy,
mm-hmm,
wanting to change.
They, in the they girls' put locker different, room.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
I know that was a big deal.
Well, there's a lot more to that story that I can tell you off the podcast that made it more of an issue, but
So then also we're talking about high school sports. Now the state of Connecticut and their track and field system now has most of their girls' state records owned by two transition boys. Well, boys transitioned to girls. Like,
yeah,
and they didn't undergo any of the surgeries. They just said, I feel like a female. Mm-hmm. I identify as a female, as a girl.
Which is ridiculous.
That's where I have a problem. Like, I if you're going to make it so they can go against the girls, they got to flat out be a woman. Like, they got to go through 100%
yep
transition. There's nothing there. Like, I'm telling you, like,
yeah,
there's no going back to a man, basically, like, unless you obviously reversed the role.
But, oh, there is. I've watched a video. It's very the video of it is very disturbing.
That's I think I've seen that. Yeah, I've seen that video.
Don't watch some fucked up shit.
Dude. Listen, man, it came across my timeline. I don't remember who on TikTok? Shared it.
No, it was on TikTok.
Oh, it was on TikTok. Because
I saw it.
It was
too.
On TikTok. Yes, it was on TikTok.
It's a lot of nip and tucking.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. It's like cutting a hot dog up for your kid.
Fuck.
You know how you cut it up into a little octopus?
All right, nah, enough.
Oh, man.
But they can apparently reverse it, too.
Yeah, nope. I'm good.
Scary.
Yeah, it's,
you know, so being single nowadays, crazy. Like you said, sucks because now I'm going to be like, if I ever meet anybody new, be like, all right, born a female, surgery to a female, which one?
Well, and the thing
you
with know, that,
it, it's, you got to like, the,
yeah,
go ahead. Sorry.
It's all right. It's all right. It's tough because there's a delay. But the thing with that is, no, I don't remember what I was going to say. What was I going to say? I don't remember. Oh, no. Yeah. I got it now. The thing that's tough with that is people think you're an asshole for saying something like that. But honestly, man, that's your preference.
Yeah. No,
it has nothing to do with being an asshole. Like, do what you want. It's fine. But my preference is
preference. You look good for having transitioned, but I still don't want to stick it in you.
Like Miss Nevada, right?
Yeah, that was. No, I hated you for the way you did that.
I got him with Miss Nevada.
Yeah, you would never know. You would never know. Like some of these dudes going to chant, you would never know. Mm-hmm. Never know. Unless you ask them and they're going to be straight up with you and say, yeah, that's mm-hmm. I was a dude. And then you're kind of like, all right, cool.
Then you start questioning like, yourself like, okay, am I gay?
Am I gay?
Do I like guys?
Nah, that's a woman. Jeez.
Yeah, they'll tell you that's not transition. That's not what that is.
A woman.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But yeah, we're discussing that in sports and the fairness. That's what we were discussing.
Yeah, I know. We're not going too far off the rails.
No.
We usually do every episode, though. We usually go off the rails a little bit every episode. It's to be expected. It is what it is.
Well, yeah, but that's getting sidetracked. This, I don't want to push it too far where people won't fucking listen.
Nah, I'm an avid listener, man. I listen to you guys all the time, like I was saying. But yeah, I enjoy it, man. Like I said, I got a long way to work, and that's what I do.
I love it.
You know, like I said, it's about an hour, so I get to work, and then it's off. So,
you're not afraid to hear your own voice this time, are you?
No, I'll go back and listen to it. Yeah,
good, because everybody
I know what I sound like. I sound like a douche.
everybody that comes in, they're like, oh, I don't want to listen to myself. Oh, I don't want to hear my own voice.
I don't even listen to our podcast.
Yeah, he doesn't. I listen to every episode because I wanna know where I can improve. He's just like he rely on him. He shows up. I click record. We get it done, and then I do everything else. It's all good. He's just here to look pretty, man, and give a
good,
voice. Man.
The flow's good.
Flowers,
sweet.
What's that?
That's why I wore the flowers.
It's the flower shirt.
Look pretty.
Yeah.
So when y'all gonna take the beard off?
Never.
Oh, I'm not. I can't, never? Man. I trimmed it up. I trimmed it up recently, but I can't take it off because, you know, it covers my double chin.
All right, so
I got to.
Homesdale ruined it for me. Not being able to have anything on your face all through high school. I was finally
that was some
nope.
shit.
Yep.
That
was some shit. So if you remember what I looked like in high school, just picture a plumper face. I'd look exactly the same.
Yeah.
I would look like a fat 15.
Yo, you remember the sideburn rule too? Your sideburns couldn't
go below
your ears.
Couldn't go below your ear. Yep. Yeah, I'll never forget, like, when I was in high school, man, I'll never forget. I got so mad because remember the sweatpant rule where you couldn't wear sweatpants?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I used to wear these fleece pants. I was probably in ISS for a whole week because I just kept on wearing these fleece pants. I'm like, well, they're sweatpants. I'm like, no, they're not. They're fleece pants. I'm just sitting in ISS. So like, what are you doing? I'm like, man.
I had Morgan, Mr. Morgan, all senior year would come up to me every day and take a credit card and run it up my fucking face.
How stupid. Ugh.
Every day.
I only got sent to the office once back then.
The last 3 weeks of school, I said, screw it. I had a goatee.
Yeah, that, well, that
was, what are you gonna do? Tell me I can't graduate? I'm already done.
It was terrible. It was terrible. But no, nah, I like I
no
mean,
shorts, give us air conditioning.
Yeah, yeah, the no shorts sucked, especially like last day of school, man. That was last week. Or actually I should say last month.
Yep.
That shit, that was terrible. That was absolutely terrible. Then was Lincoln School.
Yeah.
Remember the last class?
Yeah, man.
We had to hug the school.
Lincoln School is awesome. Yeah. Lincoln School is awesome.
Yeah. In all fairness, if I took my beard off, my daughter would probably.
You were in Oblinger's class, right?
Was he? Oh, yeah.
That was a fun class. We had a fun class.
Man, I used to get kicked out of school. Like, I'm not at school. I used to get kicked out of class. Like, whenever there was a substitute, man, we would just clown around so bad. Me and Chad Hankinson, we got kicked out of, who was it, Mrs. Ruddy's class.
Oh my God, Nutty Ruddy.
He brought a fart machine to school or something like that. It was putting it off. Man, when I start laughing, I just don't stop. And he kept on putting that shit off, and I was just dying laughing. She's like, and Mrs. Ruddy, when she gets mad, she's still smiling at you. You don't know if she's really mad. Yep. So, like, she's like, well, now you guys can go out to the hallway. I'm like, all right.
She was wild. Yo,
I remember that about him, too, she's that once nut. He starts laughing, oh, he doesn't stop.
Yeah, and they used to get me going like every bad, like they'd be like basketball, like when we're going like on away trips at basketball, they'd be like, hey, start cackling, Matt. Like, cause that's what Mr. Rao would say. Mr. Rao would be like, who's back there cackling? Like it would be like after a game we got blown out or something like that. And like we're supposed to be silent. And we're coming home for like DV, and I'm just sitting back there cracking up. And Mr. Rao like puts on the light, and he's like, "Who's laughing?" Yo, I was like, "Coach, it's me." He's like, "Shut up,
Coach. I can't."
Mr. Rao, Coach Rao was the best. He was awesome.
Yo, this was fun.
A lot of people didn't like him. Yeah, a lot of people didn't like Mr. Rao, but I liked him.
I never really had to deal with Mr. Rao. Mm-hmm. I avoided football because of Biscontini. I didn't get along with him.
Yo, a lot of people say that. I can actually say like Biscontini, like I like Biscontini just because like I don't know. I'll be honest that he wasn't the greatest coach, but like as a figure to look up to guy kind of like person, like because like that dude, he would literally come to my house and take me out of bed and take me to go lift. Like he's the one that picked me up every morning to go lift. And don't get me wrong, he did some crazy shit to me. Like as far as like on the sidelines and shit like that. Like, but he knew how to get like the best out of people. And like that's what I fed into. Cause I know like I was listening to you guys, the last week's podcast with Chris and like his coaching style, just like that worked for me. It's like him yelling at me and trying to get the best out of me. Like that works for me. Like I'd rather like that because that way I know that coach is invested in like my ability of what I can actually do. And he's trying to pull it out of me. He's not really trying to hurt me, but he's trying to get me to do better. You know, and that worked for me. You know, it doesn't work for a lot of people. I tell you that's a lot. That's why a lot of people can't play.
I like the motivation, but I don't know. I just remember sitting there the one day in the weight room, and this is when I decided I wouldn't play for him. I was sitting there and I was benching, and he was like literally straddled at my waist. And he's like in your face screaming at you, screaming more weight. And when I was on the way up with a rep, he smacked my chest, and I was like, nope. No.
Good way to get hurt, man. Good way to get hurt.
Yeah,
but as a person, he wasn't a bad person. He did. He asked me every year, every week, when are you going to come play? No,
I should have. I wish I did. Like he wasn't. Like I said, he probably he wasn't like he didn't have the best scheme. as far as like if we had a different coach and a better scheme, we probably would have been crazy. Like, we would have been really good. But I think a lot of our games, like, we won because of pure talent. Like, we're just bigger, better, stronger, faster than the team that we were playing against. And but it wasn't.
That, and he had West on the sideline helping and Chew.
Yeah, yeah. Oh man,
he had good. He had good coaches.
And Shane in the backfield.
Oh yeah, yeah. Chalada was like, he was my go-to man too. Like, because he coached the D line, so like, he definitely he definitely got the best out of you too. And but yeah, freaking man, Coach West is awesome. Like, he's another one that got me into coaching because he asked me to come down. I began coaching at Holmesdale when Kevin Miller was a seventh grader, but because he was playing, he actually came to varsity in the seventh grade, or not varsity, but freshman, because that's when they had a seventh and eighth grade team, a freshman team, and then obviously varsity, because like back when we played, it was 7th, 8th, and 9th grade was the whole freshman team. Mm-hmm. So now they split it up to where it was 7th and 8th grade had a game, and then 9th graders were just played with each other. So, but yeah, he got me into coaching. But I remember, like, I think it was our sophomore year where Coach West was just, man, I think he came back from, like, boot camp or something like that. Man. I've never
remember that
been in so much shape. Like, I remember everybody's puking. Like, we're doing 100 yard log rolls, like just rolling down the whole field. Like, it was bad. Like, 100 yard snakes. Like, our conditioning that year was probably ridiculous. Like, we could have probably played 2 games like every game. It was ridiculous. It's like that man came back and we were doing like 100 yard army crawls, like on our arms, like crawling through. Oh man, it was crazy. It was crazy. But
I remember that because freshman year, I remember I was supposed to have him as the gym teacher and he wasn't there all year. It was the monkey man, that hairy fucking dude. I can't remember his name.
Monkey man.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, Coach West. I mean, he's definitely, yo, his wife is awesome too. Coach West, Mrs. West. Yeah, she was awesome. She was a good basketball coach too. She was good. I think she actually retired last year, I want to say. Something like that.
It's wild to think that everybody that taught us is starting to retire. Mm-hmm. We're old.
Dude, we're getting old, man. We're getting old. We're getting gray. Like, it's what happens.
I don't even want to think about it. Like, I feel so old sometimes.
Like, CA's retired.
Yeah.
Jurkowski
is
on his way out.
Yep, yep. Yeah, it's crazy. Like, yeah, so yeah, he's retired. Man, it's like, it's just nuts. Like, think that, like, we've been out of high school for like that long now. It's,
yeah, I know. 18 years.
Yeah, been out of high school as long as we were alive when we were in high school. We doubled that time.
Oh, right? Yeah. Jeez. Yeah. We could have gone through high school again.
Yep. Yeah, it happens.
I miss high school. Like, I didn't really miss high school. Like, it was definitely fun.
You remember when we were in high school saying, can't wait to get out of here and get older and be an adult?
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
It was like, a trap.
I can't wait.
We were fucking stupid.
Yep. It was a fucking trap, man.
Tell me about it. I think my whole senior year, I probably went to school like fucking 3 times. Like, I barely was at school. Like, I was barely ever at school. I either came in late or went home early or just got out and sat in the trainer's office because, like, I just had a trainer's note. So, like, and then also I had, like, community service or something like that as a class. So, like, I got out at, like, 1 o'clock every day and just sat down with Mr. Gibbs because that was my, like, community service person. It was awesome. I was like, this is sweet. Like, I was literally never in school for, like, a full day my whole senior year. Never in school.
Lucky.
Oh, it was great. It was great. Wish I could go back.
But, well, man, this was a lot of fun, and we'll have to do another episode.
Again, man, anytime.
Some more reminiscing. Definitely. And some more Olympics coverage, maybe. Maybe when the football season starts, we can get into that, too.
Hell yeah. We should definitely
– Although, if I'm not mistaken, he's a Cowboys fan, so –
Yes, I am a Cowboys fan. So, yes.
That'll be a little friendly rivalry there.
Do it.
Listen, let me tell you something. I was at the game actually, like through my old job. Like, so like my clients get like mad money. So like we had to take them on an outing. And I was at the game where Odell caught that crazy catch. Like his catch. So like I was literally like I was on the 15-yard line of the end zone that he caught it in. And it was like probably 10 rows back. So like I was like right there. It was amazing. And that's the only stadium I'll ever go to. Like I'm never going to Philadelphia because the Giants fan, I would say Giants fan, I have all the respect for Giants fans. But like Philadelphia fans, I don't know.
It's a different breed, man.
See, I'm the type of person I'd walk into the Link blue head to toe. Yeah, and crazy. Not care. Nope.
Crazy.
He is great.
It's funny. He is my client at the time. My client loved the Eagles. He's like, love the Eagles. And I'm like, George, that's awesome. You love the Eagles, but we're never gonna go. Like, unless the Eagles are playing the Giants, we'll go to that game. We're never going to Philadelphia. And I was like, Giants are playing the Cowboys. We're gonna go. It was a great time. Like, yeah, he had a blast. Like, he didn't care. He was rooting for the Cowboys and stuff. It was funny. Man. So I saw Ryan, what's his name? Ryan, oh my God, he's an actor. But him and LL Cool J were there. They were like standing like above me. Yeah, it was crazy. That's a great
scene. Ryan Reynolds? Scene.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds. Yep, Ryan Reynolds.
Oh shit.
Yep.
That's cool. Just saying yeah, they were LL Cool J. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, freaking Dez Bryant was like throwing footballs in the stands before the game. Cool. Playing catch with the fans. It's crazy. It's awesome.
That's cool. You got to love when an athlete does that kind of shit.
I don't know, to be in that stadium during that catch.
Mm. Yeah, that the energy had to be amazing during that.
Oh, that catch was – it went crazy. Like, I mean, like everybody was just – like, they just kept on talking about the catch. And then I can actually – like, it's awesome because I'll be like – that, you know, back in whatever fucking year it was, I was at that catch. Like, because for years to go, like, that would be, like, go by hands down, like, probably one of the best catches ever.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's going to show it, you know.
My little brother, 2 years later, went to one of the sports memorabilia stores and got me a canvas, pretty big one, too, a canvas painting picture of that catch.
Oh, really?
So, like, nice. Everything's black and white except for Odell and the football, and it's so freaking cool.
That's dope. Yeah, like, actually, you guys will enjoy this. Like, I actually I got picked to do, like, security for, like, you know how, like, the Steelers came to Holmesdale? Like, they did, like, a charity basketball. So, it was my buddy brought the Giants in, and I got to meet, like, Landon Collins. It was his rookie year that he was coming in. And he was there. He didn't play though. But the one defensive end from Texas A&M, he played. What the hell's his name?
OC?
DeAndre
Moore?
Yes.
Yeah, DeAndre Moore.
Yep.
Yeah.
He was there. This other dude from Notre Dame.
DeMonster.
He was there. Yeah, he went up for a dunk. And actually, my old football coach like undercut him. It was hilarious.
Oh no!
Yeah. So like he like went out for a dunk and then he got undercut and like he was like, I'm done. there was another big name there. There was another big name dude there too. He was in a boot, like he was in a walking cast when he was there. I think it might have been like a tight end. I would say not Melvin Ingram. Evan.
No,
it was someone else.
Would have been Kevin Boss.
Kevin Boss, maybe. Never know.
Nah, it wasn't him. It was some other dude. Can't remember.
Marcellus Bennett.
It was Marcellus Bennett. You know what? Yeah, it might have been him.
That was our tight end at the time.
Might have been him because I believe he got hurt because he was in like an ankle. Yeah, he was in. Yeah, I believe it was him. But yeah, they were cool. They were real cool. They signed a bunch of autographs and stuff like that. But yeah, it was real cool. I got my brother's a diehard Giants fan. So like I got him a bunch of like signings and stuff like that.
This is why we like Jerome better.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was sweet.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I had a blast, man.
Yeah, dude, we'll definitely do this again. I definitely want to do this again during the football season. That'll be a lot of fun.
If we're going to have some good ones during football season. Yeah.
But it's about that time. So
do like a fantasy book them. Fantasy
yeah, something. Right?
There you go. Shit, there you go.
That'd be sweet. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So for those of you listening, if you want to get in touch with us, you can do so on YouTube and Facebook at Nonsense and Deep Thoughts Podcast. And you can now find us on Instagram. Make sure you go hit up that account at NDT Podcast. And guys, we will see you next week.
Later.